Well, so the movement, the Million Student March, is a movement for a more equitable and fair system of education, as opposed to the really corporate model that we have right now.
If it was corporate, wouldn't it make a profit?
The three core demands of the National Day of Action are free public college, a cancellation of student debt, and a $15 an hour minimum wage for people who work on the campus.
And how's that going to be paid?
Yeah, brilliant.
Great question. I mean, you know, so I'm not sure if you're talking on like a national level or at particular schools. I can sort of touch on both. At
well,
my
if you
university,
wanted all
Northeastern
that
university,
stuff, someone has to pick up the tab. Who would that be?
Oh, wait, you have to pay for
the
things?
The 1% of people in society that are hoarding the wealth and really sort of
you mean
causing a catastrophe that students are
1%?
Facing. I mean, we have a relationship right now
that
where
you're
1%
giving your
of
money
the population
to?
Owns more wealth than the 99% combined.
Because the 99% keeps buying iPhones. Do you people not fucking understand that rich people have money because you give the money to them by buying the shit they're selling you? Oh wait, you don't understand this because you're fucking retarded. Welcome, friends and enemies, to the first episode of the College Kid Cast. Yes, the podcast dedicated to the wisdom and the insights of college kids. They're the future of America. And we're fucked.
So where do they go? Let's say if you tax them, they're smart folks, these people, these 1% hoarders, right? So if they leave here, then who's going to pay for all this stuff that you want?
If they leave?
The country.
Huh?
Oh, I mean, there's always going to be a 1% in the U.S.
There'll always be someone we can tax! Other people's money will always be there.
Think
do you
that,
think the 1% could pay for all of this?
Absolutely.
That's because you're a soy boy.
Tell you about a dream that I have every night.
You think your friends, their parents, your family would be happy to pay a little bit more to provide these guarantees and benefits?
This is golden. Brace yourselves.
I come from an incredibly working class family.
Working class.
And my family is already on numerous forms of government assistance. And
you're a welfare recipient.
Basically scraping by, you know, in order to get me through college. I live in a world and I see a system around me where there's a population that's doing nothing to contribute to the progression of society.
Yes, you! You're a welfare parasite. You're the one who's not fucking contributing! What were the things you wanted for yourself? Teenage ambitions you'll remember well. Can they get any dumber?
We're very rational, loving, accepting, non-xenophobic, and yeah, we're Assyrians. Come on over. Actually, I'm in Pennsylvania, so
they can
woo,
get
we're
dumber.
We're still accepting refugees.
Come on over! Oh my God. Now this is one of them occasions where the homie's not doing it right. I mean, he found him a holdity lot, but you can't make a hoe a housewife. And when it all boils down, you're gonna find in the end a bitch is a bitch, but a dog is a man's best friend. So what you found, you a holdity lot, but you can't make a hoe a housewife. Why?
Smoke weed every day,
dude.
This is mine. This is mine. You do not get to take other people's property that is legally theirs in this country.
Man, fuck your laws. All right?
Yeah, fuck the laws that prevent me from killing mud people like you.
Everyone who doesn't think the way I do is
obviously
just a Nazi.
A Nazi!
We'll be screeching loudly, preaching understanding while we punch some Nazis.
Sprint to the co-op. I get two blue books.
Because you didn't
and I run back
know
to, the
to buy those
I'm
in
sitting
advance.
Down in the front row. I text my friend mm-hmm. who's in the class. This girl's like, I'm in the third row. And I turn around and she's not in the third row. I'm like, I don't know why you can't count, but you're not there. Like, I'm in the first row. You're in the third row. That's not happening. And then I look around some more and I'm like, I've never seen these people before. And like, okay, I haven't been to class in like a month.
Haven't been to class
like,
in a month.
I don't recognize them. So I asked this girl, I'm like, this is RTF, right? This is like world cinema history. She's
world
like,
cinema
no, this
history?
Is physics. Okay, then where's my exam? I text my friend and she's like, you get different classroom assignments for your exam. We're in HOG.
You would know that
so
if
like,
you
oh
read
my
the
God.
Syllabus.
And I run straight into a window.
Yes!
All these people! So I scream an expletive and move 2 feet to the left to an open door and went to HOG.
She found the door all by herself.
I don't care at all.
Oh, boys and girls, friends and enemies, bitches and bitchettes, pimps and hoes, welcome. Welcome to the first edition ever of the College Kid Cast. Yes, it's the podcast all about college kids, and we're kicking this off. When else could we kick this off? But Worthless Degree Awareness Month. Yes, my friends, it is June, and it is Worthless Degree Awareness Month, and we're going to get started right now with the worthless degrees. CSU alumna creates custom degree for dramaturgy. On the list of worthless degrees, a degree in dramaturgy might be up there near the top. Now, some of you are saying, great one, what the fuck is dramaturgy? Well, that's a good question because this is the sort of thing normal people have never heard of before. Now, of course, I know what dramaturgy is, and when I saw this, I about pissed myself because dramaturgy is a theater thing. Now, theater is a dying art in the United States. Now, I know there's some people out there who, you know, trash talk theater. Let's digress for a moment because we never digress here at the Cynical Libertarian Society when we're doing podcasts. We are always like a fucking laser focused on target. There's never any tangenting. You can say what you want to say about theater. Well, let's remember that theater is one of the great creations of white men from Western civilization. I mean, other Asians have their theater. We won't mention anything about the complete lack of any art of any value on the entire African continent, other with the exception of Egypt. Anyhow, theater. White people, Romans, the Greeks, created theater. It is an elevated art form which entertained and educated the masses back in the day. Theater at this point is essentially dead because, number one, nobody has the attention span for it, and because, number two, it's all turned into just left-wing statist fucking drivel. I know this because I work in theater, and even plays people produce that don't have a fucking slant, we still have to fucking shove it over towards left-wing statism. Hold on a second. A local theater, since we're tangenting, let me find this real quick. Open Stage Theater's The Crucible amazes in terrifying performance. So The Crucible is a play written by, the fuck was that, Arthur Miller, who is the guy who is married to Marilyn Monroe. He wrote Death of a Salesman, Once again, Death of a Salesman, classic example. Here is a play that is just praised as being so wonderful. And it's a play about this fucking beta male who has a job as a salesman and he crashes and burns. Okay, I don't even know what the fuck to call it other than really fucking boring. And so everyone who produces it, you know, it's this attack on heterosexual white men. See, heterosexual white men are failures. Heterosexual white men crashing and burning. Heterosexual white men. So this play, The Crucible, is about the Salem witch trials, which we need to remind ourselves was started by a bunch of young women accusing other people of doing things in order to get attention, blah, 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 the band, blah, blah, blah. He couldn't take my eyes off the actress. Yeah, because you wanted to bang her. No, wait, Claire Olivier, probably not. All right. Anyway, blah, 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 the blah, blah, blah. Here we go. The costumes were period pieces. Oh, really? Because a play set during the Salem witch trials would have people wearing the clothes they wore back during the time that the Salem witch trials happened, 1692, a little dyslexia for you. The costumes were period pieces, and each group seemed to have a similar theme to their clothing. The farmers wore leather, the ministers in black, and the women all wore very similar styled dresses. A great example of the oppression of women during this time period. So you see, back in 1692, in Salem, this colony on a new continent that was not populated, didn't have an industrial base, the fact that the women all had to wear similarly styled dresses was oppression. See, the women couldn't go down to Nordstrom's or Faggot Trees or fucking Hate Men or whatever fucking store you get your women's clothing at and buy a wide variety of different colored dresses and wardrobe items. That was oppression. Women wearing similarly styled dresses, if I can spit that out, that's a good tongue twister, similarly styled dresses. Women having to wear similarly styled dresses in 1692 in a colony on the North American continent, that's oppression. Okay, this is why theater is dying. This is why, because anyone who's normal doesn't want to sit through this shit. The only people who go to theater are fucking social justice warriors who need some confirmation for their fucking man-hating biases. CSU alumna, whatever the fuck that word means, I don't care, creates custom degree for dramaturgy. Great one. What the fuck is dramaturgy? That's a great question. Funny you should ask. Let's turn to Webster's New World Dictionary, third college edition. Dramaturge. A playwright, especially one associated with a particular theater. Also, dramaturgist, a literary advisor for a theater who works with playwrights, selects, and edits scripts. Dramaturgy, the art of writing plays or producing them. A dramaturgist is somebody who writes plays, edits plays, and reads plays. Was a custom diploma for this really necessary? College is hard, regardless of what you're studying. Yes, because getting your diploma in dramaturgy is right up there with nuclear physics. But creating your own major is a whole other story. So you've created your own major, which rather indicates that in the past, so far, and in the foreseeable future, there's probably no demand for this major that you're creating. I wonder how many jobs there are. Just think about it. So a dramaturgist is somebody who writes and edits plays. Just take a wild guess, guys, based on how often you go to the theater. How many jobs do you think there actually are in the United States for a dramaturgist? Austin R.D. Burns, that's this person's name. Austin R.D. Burns. And it's a chick, and no, she's not attractive. She could almost be cute if you neck up. I mean, her face isn't terrible, but she's wide. Austin R.D. Burns faced this struggle when she pursued her passion of dramaturgy at Colorado State University. And you say, great one, wait a minute, don't dramaturgists already exist? Well, yeah, they do. And usually they just went to college for theater or writing. Okay, because writing and editing plays is writing in theater. It's writing and it's in the theater. Dramaturgy is the art of dramatic composition. At CSU, there is no dramaturgy major, but there were concentrations in playwriting and dramatic literature that allowed Burns to sculpt her own degree. Those concentrations no longer exist, but when Burns was... Wait, hold on. Those concentrations no longer exist. Well, if it just said there were concentrations in playwriting and dramatic literature that allowed Burns to sculpt her own degree. Those concentrations no longer exist. So they canceled them after she took it? Talk about a fucking college course that is designed to keep unemployable people employed. This would be a good example. But when Burns was a student, she paved her educational path, creating the major and completing it in under 4 years. Whoa, she got a degree in under 4 years. Well, that's an achievement nowadays. In Burns' own words, dramaturgy is the job that no one wants to do. It's a part of the theater that involves a lot of research and taking notes for actors, directors, and producers on anything and everything pertinent to their show. And this is true. Typically, okay, so I read you the dictionary definition of what a dramaturgist is. Let me tell you, because I do theater, let me tell you what a dramaturgist actually does. And you will begin to understand why this degree is worthless. I've done multiple plays where there has been a dramaturgist. What the dramaturgist does is sits there by the director while he's directing the play during the rehearsals, and then the director will say something like, okay, so I want you to pick up your cup and drink from it. And he says, well, wait, the play takes place in 1692. What kind of cups would they have in Salem in 1692? And then he turns to the dramaturgist and says, find out what kind of cups they have in Salem in 1692. Now, in the olden days, the dramaturgist would have to go to this place called a library, and the dramaturgist would do research to find out, okay, what did clothing look like in 1692? What would furniture look like 1692 in Salem? You know, what would eating utensils be made out of in 1692? Basically, they would do things that you now do by typing something into Google. A dramaturgist is a person who writes down the things the director tells her to type into Google, and then she goes and she types those things into Google. That's what a dramaturgist actually does. This individual had to go to college for 4 years in order to learn how to type things into Google. Quote, I actually started studying for this when I was 15. She actually started figuring out how to type things into Google when she was 15 years old. I was very torn between the sciences and the arts. Yes, I'm sure that going into physics was really an option for you, honey. And when I discovered dramaturgy, it was this marvelous eye-opener that I could be a part of theater and learn something new every show that I did. Unquote. This is what dramaturgists do. They do research about a particular play to find out pertinent information to make the time period of the play look realistic. That's what they actually do in real life, despite dictionary definitions. They do Google image searches. You know, one of the most interesting things about where we have arrived as a civilization is this fact that you now need college for everything. It's typing shit into Google. You do not need a college degree to be a dramaturgist. With dramaturgy being a niche area of focus, Burns said the classes would often get canceled because not enough people would show interest. She said this was very frustrating at times, but ultimately motivating as it led her to taking more independent study credits, which is what led her to crafting her own major. I ended up taking 12 something, because I got to flip to another page. I ended up taking 12 independent study credits because I was interested in something that got canceled. For those of you who don't know what an independent study credit is, that's where you pay the college money and then you go and you talk to professor and you tell the professor, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, and the professor says, okay, and then you do X, Y, and Z, and the professor gives you a grade. See, this used to be called going to the library, and you could do it without paying a college money. You could just go to the library and you could study something, and you could do it independently, right? On your own. You could be strong and independent, like women think they are. You could just go down to the library and say, hey, I'm going to read this book on the Salem witch trials. Quote, I didn't want to fill it with something I didn't go to college for. I had very generous mentors of professors and they provided independent study. Unquote. Yes, because they were getting paid for that. And as a professor, you get paid for a class where basically you don't have to do anything other than listen to the student tell you what the student's going to do. And then they give you a piece of paper at the end, like essay, whatever. And you read it and you give them a grade. It's easy money for a professor. One of those independent studies included analyzing shows in London with Dr. Eric Prince. Quote, Austin was great company, unquote, Prince said in an email to the Collegian. That's the quote. Okay, so this Dr. Prince guy sent an email to the Collegian talking about his experience with Austin R.D. Burns, and the most relevant thing in the email that the Collegian pulls out and highlights is that Prince said that Austin was great company. Not that she achieved some sort of breakthrough, not that she had some sort of spectacular insight into the art of dramaturgy. No, she was great company, which means that he was probably fucking her. Having graduated in December 2016, she graduated. She's got the degree in dramaturgy, okay, right? Now, this couldn't possibly be a worthless degree. I'm sure she's obviously gone somewhere. She's probably in New York City, working on Broadway. She's involved with all of the left-wing status dick-sucking productions like Hamilton, which, it's Hamilton! Oh my God! Hamilton! Right, if you want, look at Greek theater. read some Greek theater, and then compare that to the shit that passes for theater now, and you will understand why I love theater, but I despise modern theater. It's just pure shit. Having graduated in December 2016, Burns is currently serving as the dramaturge on Hamilton in New York City. Oh, no, it doesn't say that. Burns currently serves as a house manager at the Lincoln Center and is applying to graduate schools in the United Kingdom. The Lincoln Center is a local theater, and a house manager is a person who is employed part-time, and the job of a house manager is you unlock the front doors, and then when the people come in to see the production, you make sure they go in the theater before the production starts, and then you sit out there and you wait, and when the production's over, you open the doors so that they can leave. I'm not making this up. That is what a house manager does. They don't sell tickets, the box office sells tickets. They don't have anything to do with the production of the theater. No, that is what they do. They stand there, and when people come in, you say, yeah, the show is in the theater right there. And then 5 minutes before the show starts, you ring the little bell so people know to go in and sit down. After they all go in and sit down, you close the doors behind them. That's what she's doing with her degree in dramaturgy. And now she's applying to go to graduate school in the United Kingdom. Quote, "Grad school has always been my lifelong goal. Ever since I knew what it was, that's what I want to do." Unquote. Her lifelong goal is to go to grad school. Listen to this again, guys. "Ever since I knew what it was, that's what I wanted to do." Her lifelong goal is to go to graduate school. That's it. She doesn't want to figure out how to get to Mars. She doesn't want to make solar power a viable way to get electricity for cities. She doesn't want to figure out how to remove salt from seawater so that we can have more drinkable water. She doesn't want to cure world hunger. No, no. Her fucking lifelong goal is to go to graduate school. Burns would get invested and passionate about the project she would work on, such as her capstone, according to Burns' husband and CSU theater production student John Burns. Someone married her, and he's in theater. God, these people are going to be welfare parasites for their entire life. Quote, "There's nothing more human I find than theater," unquote, Burns said. Quote, "And I wanted to keep being involved and being a part of that spark. And of course, the research and the science and everything like that too. And that's basically the biggest reason I was contemplating between the sciences and dramaturgy," unquote. "But I chose dramaturgy because, well, it's a lot easier than science." There's a lot of room for passion in theater spaces that extends way past acting. For Burns, she does not have a strong passion for being on the stage and is much more passionate for what happens behind the scenes. Yes, for example, all the sex. Quote, "I would say it's an experience you have to be there to understand," John Burns said. Quote, "To really know, you have to be there and see the actual show and really understand what it's about. You can't really have a complete appreciation for theater from a book or just a script," unquote. Who cares about this guy's opinion? Burns said there is something poetic about theater and CSU's University Center for the Arts. It's why. What does this, any of this have to do with anything? CSU no longer offers the dramaturgy major. But for others with a passion for dramaturgy, Burns and her husband urge determination. You have to fight for your education. Not, you shouldn't have to fight for your right to party. Worthless degree, guys. Worthless fucking degree. Speaking of worthless degrees in this same field, I know a chick who I wanted to bang, but that didn't work out. This chick is going to the college to get a degree in artist management. Now, you may say, great one. What the fuck is artist management? Let me explain to you what artist management is. It's not what you think it is. It has nothing to do with artists, like sculptures and painters, not that kind of art. Artist management, as in artist being the people who come through a theater, musicians, actors, right, performers, that kind of artist. So here's what you do if you are an artist manager. And this person works at a music venue, so it's bands, it's musicians that she deals with. This is what you do. You get the rider ahead of time, and you look at the rider, and it says, okay, the band wants orange juice and vodka and vegetarian food only, and two people are gluten-free, and this one person only eats chicken, they don't eat other meat. And then it says you got to have blue M&Ms, and all, right, you got to have this particular brand of bottled water. Okay, so you go through the rider, and you read it, and it tells you exactly what the band wants, and then you go and you buy the stuff. And then you come back to the venue, and you put the stuff in the green room. The green room is the room where the band hangs out when they're not on stage. Then the band shows up, and you know, you're hanging around outside, and you see a vehicle pull in, and some guys get out, and they're kind of looking around like they're lost, and that's how you know they're the band. And you go over there and say, hi, are you guys the band? And they say, yeah, we are. And you say, hi, I'm Julie. And they say, hi, Julie. And then you take the band and you say, do you guys need to unload anything? Do you need help carrying anything? And they say, yeah, we got a few things. Say, all right, and you get a little cart and you put their stuff on. And then you take them to the green room and you unload their stuff. And then you say, come on, okay, here's the bathroom is over here. And then you go down there and you say, let me show you where the stage is. And you go out and you show them the stage. And you introduce them to the lighting guy. And you introduce them to the sound guy. And you introduce them to the house manager, which is a part-time job. House manager at a music venue does the same thing. They just open the doors. They make sure the people go in to where the music is. And then you close the doors behind them. That's what a house manager does. Okay. And then you take them back to the green room and you say, all right, if you guys need anything, let me know. And then they say, oh, you know, could we get a six pack of Miller Lite? And you say, okay. And then you go get and you drive over to the liquor store and you buy some Miller Lite and then you come back. And here in Colorado, they all say, dude, we need some dope. Dude! Because all the musicians who fucking come through, they are the first question out of their mouth is, where can we buy dope? So then they say, well, so then they give you some money and you go and you buy some dope for them and you bring it back. And then when it's time for them to go on stage, well, first you do the sound check. So then it's time for sound checks. And you go, hey guys, you need to do your sound check in 5 minutes. And you kind of shove them towards the stage and they go out there, they do the sound check with the sound guy. Then they come back and then they ask for something else, whatever. And you go and you get that. And then when it's time for them to perform, 5 minutes before they're supposed to go on stage and perform, you go over there and you go, okay, guys, you're on stage in 5 minutes. And you start hurting them that way. And then you're like, well, where's Bob? And they're like, oh, Bob went to the bathroom. So then you go over there and you're knocking on the door. Hey, Bob. Hey, you're on in five. You're almost done. Yeah. And then Bob comes out and you go back. And now George is missing. And say, where's George? Oh, well, George had to run out to the car to get something. It's like, fuck. So then you got to go get George. Now George is back. And then Tony is gone because Tony forgot something back in the green room. He had to go back. And then finally you got the whole band there and it's 7 minutes after they were supposed to be on stage, because musicians cannot fucking tell time. Musicians are some of the biggest jackasses on the planet Earth. I fucking hate them. I fucking hate working with musicians. There are people in theater who will tell you ballerinas are the worst. I will take ballerinas over musicians any fucking time. Then, yeah, finally, some of them are drunk. Some of them are high, and then some of them are fucking gluten-free vegans who don't fucking touch anything and complain about everything. And you shove them on the fucking stage 7 minutes after they were supposed to start, and they start playing. And then, at the end of the night, you make sure they get all their shit out of the green room, you walk them out to their car, you wave to them as they drive away. That is what their fucking job is. Why you need to go to college to do that, I don't fucking know. But you morons out there have been convinced that you need to go to college to do shit like that. I can find 14-year-old children who could do that job, other than the buying the pot and the booze part. And you might say, well, great one. Why does this job even exist? Can't the musicians find the green room on their own and buy their own alcohol and buy their own weed? And can't the musicians go on stage on their own when they're supposed to? Can't they tell time? And the answer to all of those things is no, because musicians are fucking idiots. They can't. I promise you, if you leave it up to a musician to go on stage to perform at the time they're supposed to, it will never happen. It'll be like 7 days later, and the musicians will still be back in the green room getting stoned. No, they cannot fucking get their asses on stage on time. But the idea that being an artist manager requires a college diploma. When I say to you a 14-year-old child could do this job, I mean that a 14-year-old child can do this job. Then again, she's a woman. She has not intellectually matured past high school. Mentally, emotionally, she still is 14 years old. Worthless degree. I wonder what our next story is going to be about. I wonder if it's going to be about worthless degrees. It is Worthless Degree Awareness Month. Did I mention that? Alumni. There's alumnus. There's alumni. I don't know what these things mean. I don't care. Alumni file lawsuit against CSU. That's Colorado State University. Complaint alleges CSU failed to accredit master's program. You got a diploma that wasn't accredited. I think we have literally achieved the status of worthless degree. There were 12 people dumb enough to fall for this. 12 Colorado State University alumni are suing CSU for allegedly not accrediting. Now look, how do you allegedly not accredit your program? Your program, you're a college, you're CSU. You have a program. You guys still don't know what this program is in, so just get ready to laugh. You've got a program, your CSU. Your program is either accredited or it's not. And it's either if it is accredited, it is accredited by an accrediting organization, an accrediting entity. And this entity is publicly known. So somebody, say a student, could contact the entity and say, I am at CSU, I'm in this program, is it accredited, yes or no? And the accrediting agency would tell you, yes or no, it's not accredited, right? It either is or it isn't. It's a binary, it's like male and female, right? There's no other fucking weird things in between. Your program is either, it's accredited, or if it's not accredited, then it's not accredited. How can it be allegedly not accredited? Did anyone think of calling the accrediting organization and just asking? What's allegedly not accredited? It's a fucking binary. And you can figure it out by simply asking the question. There is nothing here that is alleged, That is hearsay, that is secondhand information, that is he said, she said. It is either publicly documented as being accredited, or it's not accredited. My God, how are you people this stupid? How are you this stupid? I know, 12 years of public education. 12 Colorado State University alumni are suing CSU for allegedly not accrediting its landscape architecture graduate program, despite promises from the university. But the university promised landscape architecture. The plaintiffs graduated between 2012 and 2017. So this problem has been ongoing for at least 5 years. And are asserting claims such as breach of contract and unjust enrichment. The lawsuit, filed at the Denver District Court on March the 20th, alleges that the students incurred financial damages through expenses such as tuition, cost of living, and debt from the master's program. Oh my God. The students incurred financial damages because of tuition, cost of living, and college debt. Oh. Other damages listed include, wait for this one. Okay, remember, Worthless Degree Awareness Month, okay? Your degree is worthless. Oh, no, it's not. Every degree is a good degree. Any degree is a good degree. There's no worthless college diplomas. Okay, remember, guys, okay? Worthless Degree Awareness Month. Here we go. Let me get through this sentence without laughing. Other damages listed include lost and reduced earnings and lost opportunities as a result from attending a non-accredited program. Okay, if attending this non-accredited program and getting this degree caused you lost and reduced earnings, would that not be, by definition, a fucking worthless degree? Can we stop with this fucking fantasy that everyone should go to college for stupid shit like dramaturgy and artist management and landscape architecture? You go out there, you look around, yeah, a tree would look good over here. You know, we put some flowers over here, we're gonna fucking get some dirt here, we're gonna pile it up a little here, we're gonna make a little embankment, we'll put some shrubs along the bottom, we'll put flowers on the top, it's gonna look great. This is not something you fucking go to college for. Once again, I'm not saying it's not a skill set. Right? I mean, look, dramaturgy is, I'm making fun of all this stuff. Look, dramaturgy is a skill set. It's not in demand. It doesn't pay very well. It's not going to pay off your college debt. And you don't go to college for it. Dramaturgy, it's something you can do by simply reading books and engaging in self-education. And in theory, after 12 years of public education, you should be smart enough to do dramaturgy. I'm telling you, it's not that fucking hard. Artist management. Yes, it is a skill set. Okay, trust me, getting the musicians on the fucking stage when they're supposed to be there and having them at least semi-sober, that's a fucking skill set. It's a job that I don't want. But once again, you don't need to go to college to learn artist management. Landscape architecture. It's a skill set. A lot of people would not be able to do it, but there's people, and I know them. I know some people who work for landscaping companies. You know what? None of them have diplomas in it. And yeah, they show up and they go, yeah, this tree, let's put a tree here, let's put a tree there, we do sure. And they feng shui that shit and they just use the force. And they just, and it looks great. It's a skill set. But the idea that you fucking go to college and you incur tuition and cost of living and debt getting a master's program in landscape architecture. The idea that you go into debt for that. The lawsuit demands CSU to repay the students' tuition and pay for related litigation fees. Now, even though this is all bullshit, I hope CSU loses because I would love to see, because the colleges, they lie to all of these stupid kids. They tell them that these diplomas have value. Then the kids get the worthless diplomas and then they can't get jobs. Oh, I would love to see CSU have to pay these fucking stupid people all of this money. Not because the stupid people deserve it. This is one of the things, everyone in this is stupid. CSU is stupid and these fucking 12 kids are stupid. Everyone is stupid. In a perfect world, CSU would have to pay them, but they wouldn't get the money. No, their lawyers, I hate the lawyers too. Everyone in this, the CSU, the kids, the lawyers, they're all losers. I hate them all. But somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose, and I would love to see CSU have to pay these people as punishment for the lying that colleges do to people. Now, I've outlined, if I can talk this before, we'll diverge a little bit because we never tangent here at Cynical Libertarian Society. I've talked about how would college work in Ancapadice, right? What have I said? In Ancapadice, one way that colleges could work is that the colleges would, there'd be a system where you would only pay the college for your education if, after getting the education, you subsequently got a job in your field. This way, people would come to colleges and go, I want to, and then, not only that, but the repayment should be based on a percentage of your salary. Now, you should have to pay like the full $10,000 or whatever it is, but how much the college gets a month should be a percentage of your salary. And of course, none of this would be legislated because it's in Ancapadice. So this would be a system where the colleges would have to voluntarily do it this way, which colleges probably wouldn't exist. But we're being theoretical and just talking about an Ancapadice world. And the college would only get paid if you got a job in your field and based on a percentage. So when you showed up and you said, well, I want to be a nuclear physicist, the college would say, all right, well, as a nuclear physicist, you probably get a good job making a lot of money. We're going to teach you that. But when you show up and you say, I want to be a dramaturgist, or I want to be an artist manager, or I want to be a landscape architect, the college would look at that and go, yeah, we're never going to get paid for that diploma. We're not teaching you that. Sorry, you're going to have to go somewhere else. So I would love to see colleges start getting punished. Now, of course, the downside, Colorado State University is a public college. And by public, of course, we know that that means it's funded by the taxpayers. And despite what that bimbo at the beginning of the podcast says, the 1% isn't going to pay for everything. You know who's going to pay for that? I am. So once again, even if CSU ends up having to pay these 12 idiots a bunch of money, I'm really going to pay the fucking money. Because I'm the only one here. We've got the lawyers, we've got the 12 students, we've got CSU, and we've got me. I'm the only person in that equation who isn't a fucking parasite. I'm going to pay for that. But you know what? It would be worth it. It would be worth it to see CSU crash and burn. And this was published, this is Wednesday, April the 25th, edition of the Collegian. I don't know if any progress has been made on this yet, but I will attempt to follow up, because I definitely want to track this. I want to know how this turns out. All right, back to reading. While the master's program was not accredited by the Landscape Architecture Accreditation Board of the American Society of Landscape Architects, the lawsuit alleges something that's on another page, because I have to flip, because we gotta have room for advertisements. We can't put the entire article on one page. These students attended the program because CSU said they would pursue accreditation. Okay, Obama said he would pursue closing Guantanamo Bay. Donald Trump said he would pursue building a wall. So the college said they would pursue accreditation. Oh, and you just fell for that. Sorry, guys, but if the college saying that they would pursue accreditation, that doesn't sound like a legally binding contract to me. That sounds like you were an idiot. According to the lawsuit, the program, which received approval from the Board of Governors of the Colorado Commission of Higher Education, yeah, that's really reassuring. I mean, anything that the Board of Governors of the Colorado Commission of Higher Education have approved, I mean, how could you go wrong with that? Was not accredited when the first class of students graduated. However, the university continued to promise accreditation. So the first batch of students graduates with a unaccredited, also known as worthless, master's degree. And other people in the program just, oh, look, they graduated. Their degree is worthless. I think I'll get the same degree. I don't have sympathy. I have no sympathy for these people. According to the National Council of Architectural Registration Boards, Jesus fucking Christ, all of these fucking alphabet things. And you know, all these alphabet things, these exist. These are a bunch of people with worthless degrees. All of the people working at these alphabet organizations are people who can't get real jobs. None of these people have degrees in physics. Most licensing boards require architects to hold a professional degree from an accredited program, while CSU offers an accredited undergraduate program according to the CSU 2017-18 catalog. Okay, what do you mean it offers an accredited undergraduate program according to the catalog? Either it does or it doesn't. Well, it's accredited according to the catalog. Well, is it or is it not? Many employers may not hire an employee from an unaccredited program such as the master's. So you're saying your degree is worthless. Oh, the joy. The joy. Oh, God, I have so much happiness. What's that word for taking pleasure in other people's misery? I'm so happy. I'm so fucking happy. Oh, so happy. In an email exchange between CSU alumna Aaron Brown and horticulture and landscape architecture professor Bradley Gotez, between May 8, 2012 and May 9, 2012, Jesus Christ, Gotez responded to Brown's concerns that the program, which began in the fall of 2010, was not accredited. At the time, Brown was a prospective student of the program, but she wasn't smart enough to not become a student of the unaccredited program. All right, quote, "The program cannot be accredited until after there has been a graduating class," Gotez wrote. Quote, "We plan to work toward accreditation and that we plan to work toward accreditation according to the process identified by the Landscape Architecture Board, unquote. I plan to win the lottery. CSU alumnus Scott Preston emailed Gotez on November 3, 2014, inquiring about the accreditation timeline. Quote, I'm staring at a mountain of debt from attending the program and really just want to know if there is a commitment to this goal. The only reason I came to CSU is because this was promised. Unquote. Well, that and because you're a fucking idiot. I'm staring at a mountain of debt. I have a master's degree in where to plant trees, and no one will hire me. Around May 23rd, 2017, Preston was told in a letter by Jessica Davis, the department head of horticulture and landscape architecture, that CSU would not be pursuing accreditation and was never pursuing it. Davis announced to students on April 17, 2017, that the program would be put on hiatus due to insufficient funds, according to documents obtained by the Collegian. So all these people paid you a, quote, mountain of debt, unquote, in order to get this diploma, for which it says here, you will not be pursuing accreditation and never were pursuing accreditation. And then you had to shut it down. Due to insufficient funds. But you see, friends, college kids, Gen Z, yeah, you're moving out, you're going to college. Remember, Gen Z, your professors, well, they care about you. They care. They just want what's best for you. And any diploma is a good diploma. The university will not comment on the pending litigation, wrote Mike Hooker, CSU Executive Director of Public Affairs and Communications. Once again, there's another fucking job for somebody who can't get a real job. What do you? I'm the Director of Public Affairs and Communications, and your name is Hooker. It's perfect. Oh, I can't wait to see where that ends up. Great one. Do you have another story? I do. I have another story. Worthless degrees. I don't know where this chick is right now. Oh, actually, two stories. So the other girl I know who is, she got her degree in biology and she cares about the animals and she likes working with little rescue animals. She likes rescuing animals because she cares so much and because they're cute. She's on like her, I don't know, sixth unpaid internship in another part of the country. She's in Colorado. She's in California for a while. Now she's back in Texas. And I'm just looking. I'm like, how in the fuck can you make a living just moving around the country doing internships? Internships. She has a fucking diploma and she's still, I mean, dude, she graduated. Should have pulled up her fucking LinkedIn profile. She's been out of school at least 3 years. She's still doing internships. But any diploma is a good diploma. Other chick I know. I don't know where she is now because I haven't heard from her in ages. She went to some fucking ritzy college to learn to do fashion design. Oh, it's fashion design. She could already do fashion design. Fashion design, that's, okay, first of all, working with rescue animals. Once again, guys, look. Leaving aside the whole part where getting paid? Who pays for rescuing animals? Right? Where does that money to pay for this come from? We know where it comes from. It comes from the government. Once again, everybody involved in the animal rescue field is a fucking welfare parasite. Okay, but fine. Let's say that the animal rescue field exists. Once again, rescuing animals. What do you do? Yeah, like she posts these pictures like, this is me and an otter that we rescued. Okay, so you're out there and there's the ocean and there's this otter and the otter is tangled up in some plastic. You go over there, you pick the otter up. You take the plastic off of it, right? Maybe it's agitated, so you have to sedate it. So you take a syringe, boom, and you shoot it with a little sedate. What's the word for that stuff? Sedation material. Sedation drug. There's a word for that, which is... Anesthesia? Yes, anesthesia. You give it some anesthesia, so the otter falls asleep, right? You cut the plastic off of the otter. Maybe the otter's arm is broken because it was caught, right? So then you take the otter back and you sit the bone and then you nurse the otter till it's healthy again. And then you take the otter back to the ocean and you let the otter go. Okay. Why does that require a college education? How do you need 6 years of college and a degree in biology to do that? You fucking kids, you have been sold these giant lies, coupled with the fact that you're so fucking incompetent, you cannot perform these basic functions of life without a college education. What the fuck have you learned for 12 years of public school? And then the other girl I know, she goes to this fucking expensive $40,000 a year. Her family is not rich. Oh, her family is not even close to rich. $40,000 a year, private college in Boston to learn fashion, not even fashion design. What the fuck is it? It's not fashion design. It's what the fuck? Fashion and apparel. It's not marketing. It's I can't remember the right name for it. Okay, this is what you do. You look at the model, you look at this girl, and you say, okay, you're going to wear this dress and you'll wear these shoes with it, and then you're gonna do this necklace and this bracelet. Fashion directing, that's what we call it in the photography world. We call this person the fashion director. That's what she's going to college for. $40,000 a year to tell other people what clothes they should wear. And the truly sad part, because that's not sad, is that she worked with me when she was like 16 years old. We started work 15 years old, actually. She started working with me in my photography when she was 15 years old as a fashion director. She already knows how to do this. She doesn't need to go to college to figure out how to do this because she can already do it. But she's just been told, well, you gotta have a college diploma. And that's gonna be another fucking worthless degree. I can't wait to see how her fucking life goes. All right. Once again, guys, it's Worthless Degree Awareness Month. If you know somebody who's about to graduate from high school, please fucking go to cls.link/Amazon, cls.link/Amazon. When you're there, search for Worthless by Aaron Clary. Order that book for anyone you know who's about to graduate high school. And then type in Reconnaissance Man by Aaron Clary. Order that book for anyone who's about to graduate high school. Give them these fucking books. maybe, just maybe, we can save a couple of members of Generation Z from the worthless fucking diplomas.